Chapter 11. Father.
But why didn't you tell me?
I shouted. We were trying to look after your uncle. They were going to help us, too, said Mother.
Help us with what?
Asked Jonas.
Escape, whispered Mother. When they got to Germany, they were going to get papers for us to try to repatriate as well.
And Father helped them. So he was an accessory? I asked.
Accessory? Mother said, confused.
He's not a criminal, Lina. He helped them because they're family. But it all went wrong, and somebody told the Soviets.
Who would do that? Said Jonas.
Lithuanians who work with the Soviets and give them information, said Mother. Thoughts swam through my brain, but I could not understand them. We were being punished while Joanna's family lived happily in Germany. We had given our lives for their lives. Mother was angry that the bald man had told me about Father. She had trusted him with the secret, and he had told me for a few minutes with my gloves.
How could they do this to us? I said. They had to leave too,
Lina, Jonas said.
Uncle Patrus stopped working, and Joanna had to stop school.
I got my paper and drew the Lithuanian flag from memory. It was unfair, but I could not hate Joanna. When November came, it became more and more difficult for us to make Mother smile. I was worried about her. One day, while I was stealing wood from the NKVD building, I saw Mother talking to Kretzky and another officer. The other officer was shooting her with his finger and laughing. Then Mother fell to the floor and Kretzky put his hand on her shoulder.
Mother!
I screamed, running toward her.
Your father!
She cried. I grabbed her and moved my hand over her hair.
He's been shot in prison, said Kretzky.
No, you're wrong, I said. He's coming for us.
No,
said Kretzky, shaking his head while reaching for my mother.
Get away from her,
I screamed.
I hate you!
Kretzky stared at Mother.
Me too,
he said as he walked away.
Come, Mother, a storm is on the way,
I said, trying to lift her up. But her legs could not carry her, and the snow was starting to fall very fast.
Help me!
I screamed.
Somebody! Please help me!
Mother kept repeating my father's name. I shouted again.
Lina!
It was Miss Grebus.
Yes, we're here! Help us!
I cried. Miss Grebus and Jonas appeared through the wall of wind and snow.
Jonas, please!
I screamed. We pulled Mother into our hut and put her flat on the floor. She lay with her face to the ground.
Lina, what is it?
Said Jonas, scared. I turned to my brother.
Father! Father!
His face fell. I nodded slowly, and I couldn't speak. This was not happening. This could not be happening. Not to my father. I had sent him the drawings on my handkerchief. I wanted to tell Andrews, but instead, I put my hand in my pocket and held the stone. Jonas looked at me, then at Mother. He walked over to her, lay down, and put his arms around her. The weather continued to get colder, and more storms came. It was only November, and it would stay like this until March. The wind and snow created a roar of white noise. Mother tried to help clear the snow with stolen shovels, but she looked tired, like a part of her had died. November 20 was Andrews's birthday. I had counted the days carefully. I woke up and wished him a happy birthday in my head. At night, I read from the Dickens book that he had given me. I still had not found the word. I skimmed forward through the pages and suddenly noticed something. "Hello, Lina. You've got to page 278. That's good." I moved my finger excitedly over the writing. Was there more? I quickly skimmed every page. Page 364. "I'm thinking of you." Page 412. "Are you thinking of me?" I closed my eyes. Krasivaya. I still hadn't found the word. Yes, I'm thinking of you. Happy birthday, Andrews.